Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, big wigs. Welcome back to another episode. We're ringing in this week. We've got a lot to catch up on, a lot to discuss. Anna's prepping. So here we are. Hi, Anna.
I'm in prep mode.
Hi, Andrea. How are you? I haven't seen you since, I feel like you've been reborn after Cinco de Mayo. Don't you like, you come out of your butterfly, or like you're a butterfly now in spring? Is that how
yes,
it works?
Yes, first it was caterpillar, yes. And then I hear the sounds of the mariachi band. I have a shot of mezcal and a shot of tequila and some tacos, and I'm rebirthed into a butterfly. That's exactly right.
A shot of mezcal. Yeah. I've never heard of that because I feel like it's like I always thought mezcal was made like to be a smoky flavor, so like why would you shoot it, because you're supposed to like savor that flavor, right? Does that make sense?
You're exactly right. It's supposed to be more of a aperitif or digestif, but my grandmother would just kind of sip on it with a little bit of lime and the sal de chili, and it was just more of like a meditative experience. But we Americanized it. Now we just shoot it.
Wow.
So
unfortunately, I think Americans will shoot. Yeah, I mean, they'll shoot Tide Pods. You know what I mean? So of course they're going to shoot mezcal. That's like allowed.
God, chewing on Tide Pods seems like eons ago, but it really wasn't that long ago.
No, wasn't that long ago. I bet some people are still suffering from the after effects of chewing a fucking Tide Pod. Ugh.
Ugh. Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie. The consistency, I like feeling a Tide Pod in my hands. Like,
me too.
I'd love to like just like go in it with my nails, you know, at some point in my life, but not in my mouth, you know.
We have gushers for that. I just don't get what the need to stick a Tide Pod in our mouth was. But aside from that, yeah. Cinco,
how was your weekend?
Great. Cinco was good.
Cinco was Friday.
Cinco was Friday, right. So that was pretty much the last time I just turned my phone. I said, love you, Anna. And then I celebrated Cinco. But
I know.
Have you ever
sometimes I do work for us and I'll be like, Dre, sending her stuff. And I'll be like, she is like my boyfriend who sometimes doesn't text me back. And I understand it's not out of, I understand you love me and respect me. And I know it's not personal.
I do.
But sometimes I'm like, I thought maybe she died after Cinco de Mayo. Maybe. I think there was a point where I even looked at your story on Saturday and you didn't have anything up. And I thought that's something's concerning now.
Something is concerning. And I do feel pressure to post because I ended up meeting a bunch of girlfriends for Cinco. They had like Cinco reservations in Brooklyn. And I just decided to go to dinner. And then the next day I wasn't even like recuperating. I was just, I don't even know. We were enjoying the outside weather, and then I just kind of like detached. But
that's nice.
Yeah,
you gotta do that sometimes.
I mean, it's true. But now I'm trying to catch up, and I'm like, oh my god, we have so much to catch up on, and the weather's nice. So now I just naturally don't want to do anything. And you
Absolutely.
Have a big week coming up. So, like, what's going on?
I got a big wig week. I've been really trying to rehearse my show every day, which is, it's great. But you know when you're, and my friend was like, oh, are you doing it with like wigs and everything? And I was like, no, I'm just like in my living room. Like, it's so different being in Los Angeles trying to prepare for a show as being in New York. Because in New York, I know the studios that I would rent a room and I would do this and I have, you know, 2 hours here or whatever. In LA, I'm literally sitting in my living room feeding my friends food and wine to listen to me talk about myself, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's actually easier for me to do it for Jared, is what I was deciding, like, because he like knows all of it already, so he can kind of, I can really like perform it. I don't know, I think he was flattered when I told him that. I'm like, you're my favorite person to rehearse for. He loved it. He loved it.
It's a big
honor.
He walked
by just now and goes this, and I was like, I know, but he works during the day, so it's a very tight schedule, you know what I mean? So I have to rehearse it like when he's done work, which is usually like 7-ish. Anyway, I sound crazy, but yes. But before that, I have my like best family friend. She's like my cousin who I grew up with. It's her wedding this weekend. So big family weekend. We're flying in tomorrow Philly tomorrow. And then, you know, my sister's flying in, I think, Thursday. My brother's already there. And like, and then the wedding is a 3-day wedding. You know, those 3 days, a 3-dayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got the rehearsal, you know, dinner. Saying? And then you guys had the day after the wedding when you guys have like a family brunch.
Yes, because it's a Mother's Day celebration brunch. So it's a big day. Yeah, but Friday night's going to be lit, though. It's not, we don't have any like rehearsal or anything. We're not like in the wedding.
Okay.
Friday night is just a full on theme party. It's a 70s disco theme party at Reading Terminal. I shouldn't say where it is, but whatever. Everyone, no one's going to get in.
It's a private event, everybody. Don't show up.
No, but it's going to be fun. You know, it's one of those weddings, like, I love when people are like, oh, you know, sometimes weddings feel like a burden because you're like, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of this. But I'm excited for this one. Like, some are like, you know, being with my whole family at this wedding will be like a hoot. You know what I mean?
It'll be fun. Yeah. When's the last time you guys had a family wedding?
Well, so there's like three families that are very close. And like, we didn't care about we weren't close with our cousins, like our actual family. I'm like, oh my God, what if one of my cousins actually listens to our podcast? Would love to be friends. But we're not really friends if we're being realistic. And we also grew up in different states or whatever. So like these three families, mine and two other families, like we were all like best friends. We had dinners every Sunday night. Like we really did. They're more of like my aunts and uncles than like my actual aunts and uncles.
I got you.
Your chosen family, as they say. So we had Sarah's wedding. I guess it was last year in the Hamptons, which was also bomb. You know what I mean? It was just like a fun fucking, maybe it was 2 years ago.
That
I don't
does sound
know
good.
Time. I don't know time.
You're not alone. Yeah. No one does. It was at some point recently ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And we like all dance and have so much fun. There's going to be like, it's going to be an insane wedding, I'm sure. It's black tie.
Ooh, yes.
You know my dress. You know my dress saga. Some of you probably know my dress.
We haven't even really gotten into the dress saga. This has been, what would you say, 5 months in the making? Like, you got a dress, you returned the dress, you got another dress, and then it hasn't felt that long, but it seems as though you've really put a lot of effort into this dress.
I swear to God, you guys, every time I call Andrea, I'm like, oh, well, back on the dress drama. Like, my dress drama could be its own reality show. Like,
do you know best, I mean? Like, show up, Anna, Netflix, looking like
knock on the doors. Hello, Netflix. The writers are on strike. Have I got a show for you? Watch me get a dress for a wedding.
it's giving TLC or maybe even a Bravo spinoff. God. Like this is such my big fat Greek. No, what would we call it?
It's like what was it? Say Yes to the Dress. It was
Say Yes to
like,
the Dress.
Oh my God. But what if it's like Say No to the Dress? Like, what if we help people shop for dresses for their wedding? Someone's gonna be like, excuse me, there's personal shoppers that act stylists that do this for a living.
I could do this.
But I'm like,
for
you. What if two, you know, loco girls show up at your door and we're like, girl, you got a wedding, you got a bachelorette, you're good at that. I mean, you've had to do so many fucking themes, right? I mean, like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know. I think my brain is just creative right now.
Love at first sight, and you have to just agree to wear that dress.
Oof. Yeah. Anyway, quick story for the dress saga. I did get a dress months ago. It's a very cool dress. Oh, it was like a silver, like beaded gown. It was so fucking cool. But here's the thing. It was cool in that if you invite me to a red carpet, I will wear it with my nipples out, because literally no undergarment on the top half of your body looked good under it, especially for a black tie wedding. That's the thing. If it wasn't a black tie, like, you know, fancy affair, I could wear it with like a cool black bra under, you know what I mean? And rock it with black high-waisted underwear and a black bra. However, when you're going to be in a room with like your dad, you know, and, you know, family, friends, and people you've known since you're a child, it's sort of weird to go naked.
That weird uncle. Did you get this first dress with your mom?
Yeah.
So again, my thought was your mother not saying this? Your mom loved it.
Absolutely loved it. My mom's very chic. My mom has good style. However, we all loved it, but we all assumed go on skims.com, honey. You'll find the right undergarments. Dre, I bought undergarments from multiple countries. Like, I think I spent more on undergarments than I did on the actual dress, because I got like nipple covers for, you know, I bought every nipple cover on Amazon, which is like 400 nipple covers. And I tried them all on. And every time I tried them on, they looked great from a distance in a dim light. You know what I mean? Stunning.
If you had turned your head, squinted your eyes, dimmed the lights, it would have been on point.
Beyond. Though when I go up close and Jared's sitting 5 feet away from me and he goes, you really like it, just his reaction was like,
damn it.
Oof. And I hate letting up. No one ever let a man tell you how to dress. I really believe in that. But I hated his reaction and I felt self-conscious. I was like, you're mm-hmm. right. Because the way I liked the dress was literally with nothing on the top. Like it just looked, it fit my body better that way.
Yeah.
If you put anything with like a cup, it looked weird. It laid weird. It was heavy. I don't know. Anyway, the dress, couldn't return it for my money back because I will, should I throw them under? I mean, they're an amazing store, but the Fred Segal return policy, double check that fine print.
What is that? When you're spending good money on a dress, I think you should... The customer always comes first. You should be able to return it.
Yes.
With the tags on, it's not like you wore it and you're trying to, you know, trick them into thinking that you didn't wear it and returning it dirty.
I know. I completely agree with you. But
I'm pissed. Didn't.
And there's a guy there who I'm friends with who I love. And he's so sweet. And he helped me buy this dress. And he's friends with Liz, our friend Liz. I say our friend because you're friends with Liz now. And he was very sweet. And he was like, because their policy is you can return it for store credit within 2 weeks. It was well past 2 weeks because mm-hmm. I was still buying bras and underwears. And, you know, I have like 4 high-waisted underwears that I can't return that I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'm going to buy more see-through shit. But I
put these to use.
I know. But he let me return it for store credit like 2 months after that. He's like, I'll sell this in a day. I'm like, of course you will. So I have an amazing store credit now. And anything you see me that's new in the next 6 to 8 months will be from Fred Segal.
As it should be. Is there an expiration date, though? Because this is how they get you.
Oh, my God. I hope not. I have to check. Oh, my God. I hope not. I got to check.
No, you should be good. You know, it's like they give you a receipt for Sephora and they say it's only good during May 4th to May 11th. And you're thinking,
fuck that.
That's a I have a week to use $100 in cash store credit.
No.
Pisses me
Sephora
off.
Will, yeah, no. I don't know. Well, anyway, got a new dress. I
was got
like,
a new.
People are like, so what are you wearing? Got a new dress.
Got a new dress.
Tried it on first in the store, okay. Which is probably the smarter move for me. I will say it looks awesome on. It's so fucking chic. I'm so excited to wear it. It is a bitch and a half to get on. And I'm like, oh, that's why they put it on sale. I was like, this gorgeous gown. How is this even on sale? It's so beautiful. But I also do think it's like cut very specific and it's cut perfect to my body. So God bless. I'm very lucky. But yeah. I can see why. Because the measurements on it are just like, I'm like, it's not, it won't fit everyone. Even if you're like a size medium, a size small, it's not like cut that
I got
way.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yes, you do have to put it over your head. So I was like, okay, so I have to put this dress on in the morning, I guess, because I have to do my hair and makeup after.
Has to be the order of sequence. This is going to be hard. Yeah.
Anyway, so saga continues on. We'll see if I cut my I cut my chest when I tried it on last time. I put Neosporin on. I'm like, good to go. But I get, you know, there's going to be a lot of makeup covering up all the cuts. It's fully sequined. So when you put sequins and you try and you got to get your head through the sequin.
Yes. Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go. You're going to look like a cat attacked you.
And you could have just chosen a black dress, like a black regal dress. But no, we had to do it up, which I know. I get it. Believe you don't.
Honey, are we big wigs? Are we not big wigs? I don't show up in just a black legal.
Right.
My dress is black, you guys. My dress is black.
Yeah, but you said it was sequined. It's a sequined.
Oh, it's fully sequined. Yeah, it's slammer. Did I send you the picture? I have to send you the final one.
I'm picturing some other dress and doesn't have sequins on it, so I don't think that's the dress that I'm thinking of. That you.
I'll send it to you.
For sure sent it.
We're going to have to post. I'm going to post both dresses. Although I get sad looking at the pictures of me in the old dress, the naked dress. I'll post a photo of it on Big Wigs. I'll give you guys the before dress and the after dress. And you'll tell me if I made the right decision.
They're all going to vote for the first dress. I'm only saying that. But then you guys have to realize of the situation that she's in. She cannot be in nipple tassel covers in front of her whole family. Like, it just won't work. But the dress was so, it is so good.
You're going to like the second one way more. I know your style, and Dre's going to be like, oh, this one's it. This is the better choice. Trust me. I can't wait to hear your reaction. I'm like, I would text it to you, but my phone's across the room right now.
Well, then definitely wear the Fred Segal too. It was.
No, it's gone. It's back.
Oh, you had the store credit, right?
I returned
for the store credit. It's okay. I was just imagining it in like Monaco. I know, but
it was like a breakup. You know what I mean? It was a little breakup. Oh. And if you send me to Monaco, maybe I'll buy it again. But, you know, for now, she's gone.
All right.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm. I've actually come around. What are the stages of a breakup? You know, like the stages.
Denial. Of different
stages. Yes.
Sadness, anger. Well, right now I'm angry because I love that dress.
I'm in denial because I'm like, I had it. It was fine. But it started to make me angry because everything you try under it, you were like, just no, even a slip I tried, and the way the beading works, it would like crinkle and you're like, wait, this, none of it works. I will say it's a Ghani dress and I'm going to throw them because they should have sold it with undergarments. A lot of these brands, a lot of these beautiful designers are selling these incredible sheer dresses. Sheer is so in right now. Everyone's to just wear their fucking thongs out and I'm all for it, but I think you should give the customer the proper undergarments for it. And they didn't. And I thought I was smart enough and savvy enough to get it. And I fucking didn't. Anyway, thank you for letting me roll on the dress saga of 2023.
The story needed to be said. And I'm glad that now we have multiple parts of the story. Because at first I was like, you have to explain this. But now we have multiple. The whole thing is laid out for us now. So the final moment will be when you get to the wedding and everybody is obsessed with your outfit.
Yeah, you're going to love this. You're going to laugh. I was looking for a dress on this designer or whatever that I knew I wanted to wear. And I was going to go to the store in New York where I ended up buying the dress.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling through all the dresses and I was like, ooh, I like stopped because the dress that Vanessa Lachey wore to the Love is Blind reunion with that big silver thing is the same designer.
No. Oh, my God. The big.
And we all made fun of that. I was going to do like tinfoil, you know, if I did an impression of her, I was like already picturing it. And then I was like, wow, that's their design. She picked the worst one. They have way cuter dresses.
Do you think she had a stylist for that? Because I was wondering what the idea was behind that. What was Vanessa trying to do with that look? Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, you can't be that like fashion forward or that like fashion daring, I feel like, when you're literally the vehicle to host a reunion for others. You know what I mean? You're not the star. You know what I mean? It's like wearing
her outfit
to a wedding.
Oof. Big no-no.
Right? I did see an Instagram today of someone. Did you see this? I don't know why it popped up on my feed and it was like some bride was pissed off and then they cut to like two girls at the wedding, like fully wearing white long gowns.
That's just something. That's not even something you need to learn in school. That's just an obvious, you don't do it. Right. Have you ever met somebody that's surprised? Like, wait, that's a rule? That's an unspoken rule? I'm like, no, honey, it's spoken. And it's clear that you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you've been living under a rock.
I mean, you don't wear white to a wedding. Yeah.
Unless it's like black and white wedding. I've seen people do that if you want, which is weird to me. I'm like, well, how culty is this party? But
to me, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
Anyway, the dress. Thank you. Thank you for letting me. I feel like I just like got, that was like a really therapeutic moment for me. I'm very excited about the new dress.
What? You do need to share the undergarments that you loved, because I think a lot of people, there is fights between different undergarments. There's the Spanx, there's the Skims, there's the Amazon ones, there's the Sticky Boobs. There's a lot of debate around that topic.
I feel like Skims is my go-to for the undergarments now. We got to love our girl, okay? Kimmy Stimmy. However
Kimmy
you call
Stimmy,
it.
She knows what she's up to.
Kimberly Kardashian knows a good undergarment, and Skims is the top of the cream of the crop. No, I do think Skims, they just have a great selection for all body types. I really think they nailed it in terms of like colors and sizing. Like they just are across the map and just like shapes of their stuff. Actually, they came out with like a lower cut thing like after I returned the dress. My mom sent it and I was like, well, fuck me.
Thanks, mom.
The drop didn't happen soon enough. Yeah, I was like pissed off. So most of the stuff I got was Skims. And then I would say I actually like the drugstore brand. You know that brand, the like pink, what the hell is that brand with the covers?
Oh, it's a black and pink packaging.
Yes.
I don't know what it is,
what it's called, but yeah. you guys know it. It's like the sticky boobs that you get at like Dwayne Reed. I actually love that brand. Like they've always been great for me. And I like the new bra company. That's like another sticky one. And you can get that on Amazon. But they probably have their own thing. I haven't really bought Spanx company ever. I think I might have a pair of leggings by Spanx, but I don't really have any undergarments. I definitely do. Do you have any faves? Do you have a fave?
I did try Skims for the different sizes because I had a low back dress and they had a lot of options. But then I just found this other slimming, like stomach ass one for the sketch show. And that was on Amazon. And the Spanx were like, they weren't Spanx, but they were a certain like Amazon brand that I thought worked really well. Yeah. And they cinched the waist, which is all I needed. So
I know. I love
also
that.
Too bad.
Whenever I find something, I'm like, ooh, I want that. I do take to, you know, I'm at a place in my financial life where I do take to Amazon and I'm like, can I find this cheaper?
Yeah.
Some of them suck. I did return some shit from Amazon. You know what I mean? Cause you gotta. And yeah. This is the best return service in the world. So.
I mean, it's trial and error. So.
It is.
It's a 2-day delivery and then you're good to go. So.
I've been asking you, you haven't watched the Jewish matchmaking show yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I did watch a documentary about Hasidic Jews last night, but I have not seen the Jewish matchmaking show.
I'm like, you watched a documentary about Hasidic Jews? Why?
I did. I find that subgroup of humans wildly fascinating.
Interesting.
Well, they're just... They exist truly in their own world in Brooklyn, down the street. Like it's so insane. So it just popped up on Netflix. I think it's called One of Us and insane, Anna. They follow these three people with these insane situations. But on
you
a lighter
Unorthodox, note, right? Did you watch that?
Yes. And that was another great one. Yeah.
Great show. Like the show with the girl who like left the community or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was amazing. Wait, sorry. What were you going to say?
On a lighter note, the Jewish matchmaking is a much... not as depressing as this other documentary. So please tell me about this.
I beg to differ, actually. Everyone's talking about it. I've already been asked to go on a podcast about it. And I'm like, it's all the rage right now. Okay. Michelle Collins, everyone's like tweeting at the Jewish entertainers to be like, hello, hot take on the Jewish matchmaking show. I will say I'm obsessed with the matchmaker. Aliza, she's fucking awesome. We love her. She reposted me today, which I did not expect because I did this in my like sweaty post-workout look. I was like talking about the show or whatever. And I said I loved her, but I hated all the castmates. And she fully reposted.
Like, do you think she listened to it or she fully agrees with you? It's just low key.
I don't know. But here's the thing I'm sad about. I haven't finished. OK, so I don't want to like, you know, I got to finish it. I think it's only 7 episodes. I've watched like maybe 3.5. Mm-hmm. I think I fell asleep during 4 last night. I'm one of those people who watches like an episode a night. You know what I mean? Unless I'm like tired. And she's great. She's like very relatable. Like you'll like her. Our friend Mackenzie, who maybe some of you know from Taylor Strecker's show, Mackenzie was DMing me and was like, I want her to set me up. Like, I think she's really good at her job. And even like, it's true. Cause Mackenzie does want to, she was like, I feel like I identify with like, you know, like I want to date a Jewish person. So like, you know,
yeah.
Okay. Hook it up, girl. Cause she gets people, you know, I don't think it's so, it's about your Judaism, but it's not only, you know, she's like, what are your interests? What do you like to do? You know, like, are you going to represent me well? Are you going to like have a fucking conversation? The people they cast on this show, I know that you need some like, you know, duds for a reality television
to make good TV. Yeah.
Dre, they all suck. They make us look like a terrible people. Like, I'm like, oh my God. And then in the rise of anti-Semitism, this fucking guy is on this show. He's awful. I literally wrote, I never say this. I wrote, I hate this person. Like, I hope this person never finds love.
Oh, that's what you said in your Instagram story today. And I was like, this must be about a matchmaking show that I don't know about. So it's this, the Jewish matchmaker. Is he requiring too much? How is he a douche?
Yes.
Right. Like I want her to be a 10. I want her to be brilliant. I want her to be sexy.
Yeah.
I want her to have
she
like
to be a supermodel. Okay. He wants her to have blue eyes, blonde hair, big boobs. He wants her to be from Israel. She has to speak Hebrew. She like beyond mostly about the looks, though. And I don't know if you've ever met a beautiful Israeli woman, but usually they're not blonde, blue-eyed, you know, some, and maybe you can find that. But the fact that that's all he fucking cares about. And let me just tell you about him, though. Let me just give you a little.
It's always the ones that look like a piece of dust. It's always those. You're like a piece of dust. You have no right to be demanding Mrs. Supermodel. Who are you?
Okay, but looks aside, are you ready for him on paper?
Oh, here we go.
I think he's like 30, maybe a little older, or early 30s, from Los Angeles, lives at home with his parents, works for his mom. He's basically a 10-year-old little boy living in his parents' house working for his mom. And he is like, yeah, I want a fucking supermodel girlfriend. He literally goes on
delusional.
And he's like, and he says in his interview, well, her boobs aren't big enough for me.
This guy's trying to get big on social media. There is no way he's doing this for real. No.
You have to watch this show. I need you to watch this show. You're going to sit there.
What is his name? What is his name?
Yell. I think it's Ori. And no one likes him. I've seen everyone be Ori. Like, fuck this guy. Why is this guy getting fucking screen time?
Honestly.
And she literally was like, there came a point where she was like, are you going to, do you have any other interests besides the blue eyes and like their chest? You know, he's like, I'm not ashamed. That's a big part of what I'm looking for.
You're speaking totally on the physical aspect, sir. I would have smacked him.
Yeah. Anyone he goes out with too, you're like immediately like, oh no, she's already too good for him. Just seeing her walk into this room, I'm like, uh-uh. This pretty girl who has her shit together, who doesn't live at home with her fucking parents and like work for her family. No, don't buy into it.
You see what these shows highlight is the fact that we have such low standards, and we also have just gotten to a certain level where we just accept shit. We're like, oh, she probably, we're noticing all these women defend him. Like, oh, but he's on his way to live on his own. No.
The only person defending him is his mother. Yeah. He's like, I'm interested in moving out. Interested?
I'm considering the idea of potentially living alone. Wait, so the women
fucked up.
Are the women bashing him? Because I'm hoping they are.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's not like person after person. So he was set up. I think I've only seen him go on two dates. And then she showed she doesn't do this for other clients, but she was like, I'm going to show you some photos of people. And he was in front of her. He's like, no, small boobs, brown eyes, bad chest, bad hair. Like, and you're like, what the fuck? All of these women are hotter than this guy.
I would have smacked him. You know who he needed? He needed, remember the millionaire matchmaker, Patty? Yeah. She would have been like, you're ugly. You need either her or freaking Abby from Dance Moms, who would have been like, you're dusty, trashy, gross. You're never going to find anybody because you suck.
This guy needs to be put in his fucking place. And yet he's on a Netflix TV show, you know, like what is our world? I feel bad when the matchmaker had to set him up. I was like, just get him out of your like sight. Like he sucks. Some people deserve to be single, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Or go to serious therapy to learn how to be an actual human and realize what expectations you should have because the man's nuts.
You got to watch it because he's in the first two episodes and they're quick episodes. It's like it's by the same producers who did you ever watch the Indian matchmaking show?
I was just thinking about that because that's how the situation was when they would match you up. And I actually thought there was one girl on there who I thought she was hilarious. Maybe I'm defending her. I don't remember her name, but she required a lot. She was like, I want him to be 6'4". I want him to be smart. I don't really want him to like meddle too much in my life. I just want him to be there. Like she was requiring a lot too. And it wasn't like it was Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. This other girl on the show, you just made me think of the other girl. I'm not spoiling it by any means. I've only seen three episodes, so like whatever. I don't know if anyone finds love yet because it's still like early. So you're meeting like new people.
Everyone's still single. Yeah.
This other chick though, she only cares about eyebrows. She's like, well, I have the best eyebrows in the world. I have an Instagram account for my eyebrows. So the guy I date has to have amazing eyebrows if he's going to like roll with me. And so I'm like, oh, my God. And if someone who's not Jewish tunes into this show and they're like, Jewish matchmaking. Ooh, let's see what those people do. You're like, oh, wow. No wonder these people get a lot of shit. They suck. No one's representing the Jews well, except for the matchmaker, Aliza. She's got her shit together. This girl's great. I want to go see her. She's in New York doing a bunch. You should go see. I want to go see an event with her. She's great.
She does Does she does matchmaking events like, or she's, just like
she's
meet
doing
and talks.
Greets? Yeah, she's doing events. I don't know. I don't know what she does at her events. Damn! But she, I guess it's for her matchmaking company. But I bet she's going to do very well because of this show. This will help her company, her matchmaking company, for sure.
I do want to go see her now. But I'm also thinking, is she her own specific company or she works for an overarching? Because what's the other website where Jews meet?
J-Date or like
J-Date.
No, yeah. Okay. No, she does her own thing. She's a matchmaker, so she doesn't do like an app or anything. She like goes and meets with you and then like sets you up with other people who she feels like she could connect you to or whatever. But she did like 92nd Street Y and she's got all these dates in Philly and New York. And I was like, go off, girl. But
let's get her on the podcast.
Oh, my God. We probably should. I feel like she like she did Chris Burns' podcast today or something because they work for Netflix and we don't yet, guys, but
okay, but you went to the Love is Blind Netflix party. You're in, Anna. You're in. We just gotta pull a couple strings. Yeah, DM her.
Oh my God.
What could happen? We need to get the tea on this guy because he stinks.
He stinks. Yeah. I have to see how it plays out because I hate him so much. Do you know what I mean? But then someone DM me and they're like, oh, have you seen like the Orthodox girl on like episode 6 or whatever? And I was like, no, don't tell me. I haven't gone yet. I haven't gotten there yet. So let me bash the first 3, but I don't know. But it is fun to watch. I'm excited to watch more. But and none of the people on it are super Jewish. You know what I mean? Like she's Orthodox, but she became more Orthodox.
And in a potential partner, they're hoping for somebody to just be at least born into the Jewish religion. They don't have to be.
Because, you know, some people, their families pressure them and they want you to be with Jews. And, you know, I think it's pretty old school. I think if you meet someone you connect with, like people can adapt to your traditions. But that's just my thought. But I get it.
Just a thought. I think that the new spinoff show of the Kardashians could be a matchmaking show. They all need Chris to be matched up.
Yeah, I was going to say Chris could matchmake too. Like Chris could show up in a room and matchmake, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she could pretty much do whatever she wanted.
We have not cut a new Kardashian video yet, and we gotta this week. They're too good. We're sitting on gold, you guys. We're sitting on fucking candy.
I know. We're also trying to like finagle certain old clips. We're like, how could this be related to today's hot topics? What are we? I know. We got to get on it. Oh, well, I did want to speak about, we got to do a video about Khloe Kardashian's new son's name.
Oh, yes. She named her son. What did she name? Tatum?
Wait. Tatum.
Tatum.
I will say, I don't like that they're getting Thompson as the last name. You know, they should be Tatum Kardashian.
I totally agree because Thompson, trash can Thompson doesn't deserve any love or respect.
Absolutely not. And it's already tough that they're his children, but I feel like at least give them a stronger name, you know, don't have them associated with a cheater.
Exactly. The middle name is Robert, like your son.
Well, that's and your father. That's sweet. That's really I might cry. Like, I have to do a Chris crying video. You realize
you guys, Chris cries a lot on that show, and I have yet to cry as Chris.
I know, but it's also
Chris.
Yeah, we laugh as Chris. I think we need to laugh so hard that we start crying because they do like the silent cry. They're like, "You're dumb. You're so dumb."
I just miss Robert all the time. Don't tell Corey.
Mom, you're being so dramatic.
Sometimes I close my eyes in the shower and I think he's there.
Shut up, you sicko.
They both cried at the wedding in the wedding special. Courtney and Cruz. That was like a momento.
That was a moment. Oh my gosh. They just embraced and cried.
Oh God.
That was a real moment.
Anyway. we've had a crazy week in news, huh? What? How about that news? What the fuck is happening in the news?
What
I don't
is
mean the hard news, okay? I think there have been some terrible, there's been actual terrible news. There's been some funny news is what I should say.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken since the spaghetti incident, right?
We have not caught up since that wild pasta disaster.
That's something we would catch up about. I'm like, did you? I probably sent it to you on Instagram. I'm like, did you see this? What was it? 20 tons of spaghetti tossed into the forest? I was like, God, there is a heaven. Heaven in New Jersey.
If a bear shits in a wood, would you know if a bunch of pasta got thrown out into the backyard? What is this story? I literally never found out the source of it. All I saw was the picture they showed, which is just pasta strewn all over the forest.
Right? How rude, too. You know, people are starving in this country and you're just going to fucking, I'm sorry, take a, what is it, like a camera, you know, from the sky. You're going to just fucking film this big giant thing of pasta. Why wouldn't someone donate that or bring that somewhere? Now I'm getting political about it.
Want to solve world hunger? Bring them the pasta. So let's get to the bottom of it. What really happened?
I don't know. Did a truck crash? What do you think happened? Was like a plane flying over and they were like, release the bathrooms, and instead they like fully released the first class kitchen and they were like, uh-oh, we're out of penne.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. What do you think happened?
The comments on this. I thought there was some, well, I could make a funny story up because I was already thinking of like a funny episode of like Curb Your Enthusiasm where they're discussing like the what happened and it was Nona fighting, or an old episode of The Sopranos. But I'm imagining a restaurant just had a surplus and they like made a bad order, so they just like delivered it to the forest and was like, just go throw it out, I don't know, like find a place to go dump it, and then they just dumped it in some random off the highway somewhere.
Some guy first day on Seamless and he's like, this is too many pastas for my car. I gotta get rid of this. I got a Fiat. I can't drive this to the catering hall. Like,
does Steve work? Steve works for the caterers.
Yeah, I've been doing Seamless. You know, I've been doing the deliveries. I got a trunk. You know, I got steaks. I got whatever you need. I can get it to you.
Steve has the bartender bar. The tips have been asked. Steve, you had to move to Seamless.
Yeah, and they just put too much pasta in the car. And I said, oh, hell no. And I found a nice tree and I thought, I'll bury it just like we did my ma.
Let's bury the hatchet. Wow. I don't think Miranda would be very proud of you.
What a waste. I really honestly thought like we should have made a video. It's over the video, I think, aspect.
I know. The time has passed.
But I really think it'd be funny. Maybe we should just do it for Big Wigs. Maybe because you guys are all just fucking loving this. Here's my video pitch. Are you ready?
Okay.
We green screen it behind us, the image. And you and I sit there with just a table full of pasta. And we bring our own sauce, BYOS, baby. And we just pour it on and we sit there eating like we went out to dinner. I'm like, girl, the vodka sauce is amazing. It's amazing. And then you whip out like a bottle of wine and it's a full date. Like it's a full like girls' night out, but we're in the woods.
We're in the middle of, it was in Jersey, right? Oh my God. It was in the middle of Jersey.
Yeah. We're in the middle of Jersey. We're sitting on the ground eating the pasta. Maybe we could still do this. I'm kind we of absolutely obsessed can. With this idea.
This story is so great. Actually, I'm looking right now. NPR. I have to listen to the 1 minute listen of it. I can't even. It's because it's freaking NPR. But it just came out 44 minutes ago. The mystery of the pasta solved. So it's still hot, Anna. We could still do this.
I love this idea. Like girls night out. Like it's like BYOS. Yes. Bring your own sauce. We each have like a jar of sauce and we just like cover the pasta and you know, we'll shoot it. So it's like, you get it. So it's like, we're literally in the pile.
Anna, I'm seeing the video. You don't have to explain it further. You're like, do you get it, Trey? We're sitting in front of the green screen.
Trey, I'm there. Have you heard of the green screen, Trey?
I'm there.
She's like, bitch, I sleep next to one.
Believe me, I wrap myself up like a burrito every night in that thing. I mean, I'm really trying to get to the bottom of it, but it was
mystery.
Ziti, spaghetti, and elbow-shaped pasta.
Incredible. Wow. I mean, I already thought of three sauces we could bring. to the woods.
What do we bring into the woods? This is like a math problem in second grade.
We're bringing a ziti. We're bringing a bowl. Maybe not a bolognese. We're bringing a vodka sauce. We're bringing like a arrabbiata, like a, you know, a spicy one. And then we got to bring something, you know, a little lighter for that elbow. A little shrimp scampi to top on.
A little shrimp scampi. You're getting pricey here. Did you already say vodka sauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
We got it.
I'm hungry now. Are you hungry now?
I'm starving. This is the battle of the nonas. Let's just make a bunch of green screen videos of us just in front of it in different scenarios. First, we're just like having a girl's night out. The second, we're dressed as nonas. And we're fighting about our pasta. Okay, apparently
first day on Seamless and we didn't have room in the trunk.
Wow. I know you already did a hot take of Steve, but do you want to do any more hot takes? Hot takes with pasta.
Hot takes on pasta. Takes. I feel like you need to do one. Give me one. I mean, what did Teresa think of this? She lives in New Jersey.
This is a missed opportunity. I should have done this, but we're doing it okay. Now.
Because I think if neither of us did a video about it, if we do one together of us literally eating pasta in the woods, it's going to hit really hard. Okay. I believe in our creativity. And
she believes. All right. So hot takes. Louis called me up. And he was like, Tree, somebody drop a bunch of pasta like in the backyard. I was like, babe, what are you talking about? What's going on?
Oh my God, it was your backyard.
It's like Old Bridge, New Jersey, something. It was somewhere, but like basically, we live on like so many acres. I don't even know. It's like what's back there is right here. What's over there is here, like Montclair, you know?
Yeah.
So I saw all this. First of all, it was like gross pasta. Like I don't even eat. Who eats like elbows? I don't touch that unless it's in like a chicken soup, right?
Okay. Yeah. Macaroni and cheese, maybe, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, I guess you're right. But the way that the elbows was looking, they was looking whack. I was like, that's not, they're not looking like the nice elbows.
Yeah.
No. So, and like the pinwheels, like, no, what is this? Alphabet soup? I'm not eating pinwheels. I'm not touching that. So I was like, Louis sent me the picture. I was like, babe, let me see this. So I was looking at it. I was like, what is that? It looked like worms. So I was like, oh my God. So then I was realizing that it was Caroline Manzo's, that they did this. They was trying to frame me. Look at this. I'm spitting into the camera because I'm getting so heated.
Oh, my God. You think someone framed you and they think you wasted this pasta?
Yeah. It was either my brother Joe or it was the Manzo's because they was trying to say that I'm wasting stuff. Like, we know because I had all that issue with the law. So they trying to say, like, I got bad waste management. Or something. So they trying to write me some tickets and I got my lawyers after this.
I'm so sorry. You recycle though, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Louis's great. We throw the plastic. Somebody does it. Yeah.
Yeah.
God. I don't know. But I know we got the three different containers. I'm like, which one goes where? I don't know. So
you have a good argument though, because you just said that's not any pasta that you would eat. So why would you even have it to go throw it out? Right. It's,
thank
clearly
you.
What's your favorite pasta, Teresa?
That's my alibi. Is that what they call it? My alimony.
Your alibi.
My alibi.
Your alimony.
So I don't even eat that pasta. My favorite pasta, I'd probably say, is what's the one they got? My mother, she always used to cook it. It's like rigatoni.
Mm.
Yeah, because I like it with the... Or maybe the parpadel when you make it with the meat sauce.
Yum. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's parpadel really good. With a little ragu.
Yeah. Yeah. The ragu. Yeah. You know. Look at this. You're not even Italian. You know. Yeah.
No. Sometimes people think I am.
I mean, yeah. You know your pasta. That's good.
Yeah. So. I eat.
Yeah. I'm
beautiful.
Pissed. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. We're blaming it on the Manzo's. Caroline Manson.
Someone's got to take the blame for that. Someone's hiding under that pasta and they're like, don't tell them it's me. That's the third video. Oh my God, is there a body in here?
Oh my God, did we just discover?
Oh my God, it's someone who just got kicked off Ozempic. How sad.
It's Karl Lagerfeld coming back from the flesh.
One carb at a time. He's back.
Did you see? they matched the Met Gala steps to the colors of the Ozempic.
I did see
container.
That. What imagery.
Interesting. Oh, wow. I mean, the metaphor and the similes. I mean, it's really metaphorical.
It's very weird.
It does match it perfectly. The blue, the red, the white.
Maybe that's what you get inside the Met Gala. You know, you just walk in and Ozempic was there and they're like, welcome. We're here to help you. All the reps are like standing there and they're like red, white and blue. And they're like holding out trays full of Ozempic shots.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrifying.
If Ozempic came in a gummy, you know, vitamin, I'd probably try it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to.
Oh, my God.
Like...
Mom, that's our new line. It's the Lemmy Zempies. Lemmy Zempy.
Well, if you started with that,
it would have been successful.
Hey, you bitch. You better support my gummy business.
Instead, you chose green tea.
It's matcha, you old bat. Learn my flavors.
You know, they didn't have matcha in my day. It was just green tea.
Why don't you go chew on some laxatives, you ancient old school?
Okay.
Honestly, I'm worried. I think Chris is on it. Chris looked different. Chris did not go to the Met Gala, and then those photos popped up of Chris the next day, and she looked different. And everyone commented, Ozempic's working, Ozempic's working. And I was like, oh my God. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, but I'm also like, because I think people are at this point are abusing it, and it's like probably not the best move in the long run. But seeing Chris, I'm like, oh, she did look like she lost a lot of weight.
Whatever happened to just getting a surgery and then going under the radar for a couple days? Like, not everyone's on Ozempic. She could have just gotten a little nip, a little tuck, and then been deuces out for a week. I mean, maybe. Whatever happened to some lipo?
Yeah. What lipo? Lipo's like, whatever happened. Remember me, guys?
You just tossed me away like a piece of trash.
If lipo,
I mean,
were a
I person. Haven't even had my time to get lipo. I'm still planning where I want to remove the fat to replace the fat, you know?
Wow.
Give me a second.
Speaking of celebrities, did you watch the MTV Movie and TV Awards last night?
Well, good thought, but I thought it didn't even happen. People just like live streamed their acceptance speeches.
Okay, but there was a full show. Basically, someone, so they had pre-recorded all the sketches with Drew Barrymore and they played them. And then instead of like having an actual show, they filled in all the times with throwback clips. So like whoever had to do like the archival footage on this show, God bless this fucking intern. I still might want to I was like someone. So it was like Drew Barrymore, you know, like sketch that they shot already that would open the show. Mm-hmm. And then it would cut to like first award. It was kind of nice in that awards went by fast. You know, they were like, okay, and the first award goes to best podcast. And then they like listed the things and they're like big wigs. And then big wigs, thanks you. Like if they weren't there, because a lot of people just didn't make videos. So most of the
right.
There were like three people who did the live stream videos. I swear to God. It was Pedro Pascal, Jennifer Coolidge, and wait, there was like one more. I swear to God, no one else really like did a video.
So
Drew Barrymore did a video, which I felt that was the weird part of it for me. Go
ahead. That's really weird because she dropped out as the host to support the strikes, the writers. But then was this already a pre-recorded, do we think? Like her,
I don't know.
Recording was already pre-recorded.
Maybe she no, because if she was there, she would have accepted it. So it was obviously not pre-recorded. It was very strange because I will say, like, Jennifer Coolidge, she was great and she's so funny and iconic and everyone just wants to see her on screen. And I did think she spoke highly of the writer's strike. Like, she did say, like, I just want you to know, like, you think I'm funny? Like, I'm not funny without my writers, you know? Like, thank God for the White Lotus, right? Whatever. Mike White and all these people. And Drew Barrymore accepted her accepted her award for, and her speech, she didn't mention anything about the strike. And she was, like, in her bathroom and she was just kind of like, thank you so much, you know. And it was strange because I was like, it's weird. Like, I wouldn't have, I thought she wouldn't, if she was gonna do a speech, she would have said like, I'm sorry I'm not there, but I stand with the writers. Yeah. You know, like, say one line about it. She didn't, and I was like,
What?
Weird. It was strange. Because I think it was really empowering and cool that she did that. And obviously they had shot a lot with her already. So there was a lot of pre-taped stuff. And the sketches were funny. Like, she's a fucking great actress, you know? Like, she's great and all that. So it was weird. I watched the whole thing. There was a lot of, like, they played, like, Moulin Rouge from, like, the 90s with, like, Christina Aguilera. And then they played, like, a Backstreet Boys performance. Oh, they played, like, throwbacks of the MTV movie and TV awards.
Because they had to fill time because they had nothing else to put up there.
So they put the year. It was, like, 2001. And then, like, boom, NSYNC concert.
That is the strangest. I mean, a cool throwback. I was revolting because I was supposed to go on behalf of Comedy Central. And then we got completely pulled. So I said, forget it. I ain't watching it. And my boss was like, it's okay. Drew's already pulling out of it. And it was going to be this really cool thing. And
it wasn't an award show. It felt like
an award show, right?
Yeah, no. It just felt like a special kind of. And it was like, but there weren't even many people accepting awards. It was bizarre.
I mean, the viewership must have been extremely destroyed by people not really understanding. Well, I saw a lot of people posting on their stories that they just had no idea it was even going on last night.
Right. Yeah, because MTV didn't really like say. We only saw the headlines that Drew Barrymore wasn't hosting. And then I think people thought, oh, well, and they probably should have delayed it because I think it is like.
I agree.
It's cool to celebrate all these people and like. You know, however long the writer's strike is, you can still have a fucking award. You can still award people for their work at any time in life. Right. So it felt like, why don't you just delay it? I wonder if they didn't because of the, like I heard because of the ad space, you know what I mean? And like people needed to make their money back because they already sold the ads. And like if they had all these sketches that were kind of topical with Drew Barrymore, like those don't really, you know, are we going to care about like Top Gun? I mean, that's a bad example, but you know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. No, I get it.
In 6 months. I don't know. But it did feel like kind of like, well, we already spent all this money. I guess let's just play what we have. That's what it felt like.
Just a spur of the moment. We have nothing else to do. I don't know. It's a bad look for us. I'm speaking on behalf of Paramount. It sucks.
President of Paramount, Andrea Lopez, how's it going over there? You look stressed.
I'm stressed over here.
Well, I went to the writer's strike.
Did I tell you? I saw that. How did you get one of those signs? They just have them hanging out on the sidewalk?
Yeah, you like sign in. It's very organized. You know, it was pretty cool. My friend asked me to go the night before and I was like, yeah, I'll go for a little while. It's nice to show up and show your support. But, you know, I'm in the SAG union, so I'm not in the WGA, but I'm in SAG. And so there's like representatives from all the unions there. So I went, I signed in with SAG and then they just have a bunch of signs like laid out and you can like find one. I went in the afternoon. There's like two shifts. So a lot of the signs were already written on. So I couldn't really find a blank one where I could write my cute little savvy little
quote. You need your say too.
But I picked up one that I felt like I could, you know, work with. And I saw a bunch of people I knew and it was just like, it was very cool to see everyone come together and like fight for something. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I hope this works. You know what I mean? I do hope everyone is paid better because this only trickles down to every other job in the industry. You know what I mean? Everyone's getting paid like a piece of shit. Like, you know, people who work the Teamsters and IATSE and all the people who work behind the camera. It's like they should all be paid more for the amount of hours and commitment that these people put in for these fucking shoots and shows and everything. I mean, you see it. It's like it's long ass hours and hard work.
Oh,
And it's like it's almost like, you know, this whole industry that has so much money. Mm-hmm. It's sad to see it like not match up with technology, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like and then these fucking CEOs who aren't the creative brains, who aren't writing, who aren't you know coming up with the concepts for these fucking shows are making so much money.
Taking the moolah.
Right. And then they're like and then they see, "Oh, look at this. Wait, AI could just write this and they're not in a fucking union and they're not in like, you know, they don't have a family to feed. Like we could just not pay someone to write a show." And it's creepy because you can use AI for that kind of stuff now. But I think it's just like it's sad. It's sad that that's like, especially after the last 3 years, I kept feeling like how greedy are people after seeing the world come to a halt? Like it's stupid, you know?
I know. I'm at a loss for words because I just don't even know how we got. I mean, in all across a lot of things. I just don't know how we got here.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know.
What? I'm speechless about it.
Because you know these shows, like we're talking about the Jewish matchmaking show, and you know there's some president of Netflix or someone high up in Netflix who's making so much money and had zero to do with that show, you know? Zero.
Nothing. Right.
And it's
they're just there signing the papers, doing the big stuff.
And I mean, that's an unscripted show, but still, the producers on that show, their story, you know, board people, like everybody who works on it. I sound stupid, but there are probably like writers, maybe not WGA writers like you would be on a scripted show, but still, it's just like, I don't know. See, when the numbers come out, everyone's like, wait a minute, I'm making this much money. I'm like struggling so hard and this person makes so much money and I work really hard. Like, it sucks.
It's stupid. I know.
So I feel a little more passionate about it having gone, I think. But
yeah, you should. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of friends in New York that are they're going, and I'm listening to the what were the chants? I'm sure you guys are singing the same chants, but they are funny chants.
It was like LA is a union town. Like LA is a union town. I don't remember what it was. It was fun to get like people to honk, and my friend goes, "Look at who's honking. All the shittier cars. Not one fucking fancy car driving by is honking in support." And then one like big like really like nice looking Audi was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah. There's a famous person there."
We finally have money supporting us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hearing,
it was fun to like, yeah, I was going to say it was fun to catch up with people. Like I went with two of my friends who I haven't seen in a long time, and you all kind of feel like you're on the same plane. I didn't want to be like, guys, this is kind of my life a lot of days. You know, I'm not. They were like, what are you going to do the rest of the day? Like after we were done our time. And I was like, I have to go edit some videos and, you know, I don't know, do some bullshit. Like as a content creator, we're kind of always busy.
Yeah.
You get it.
We're doing other stuff. I mean, now that there's so many other things we can do, it's I mean, my job might be on the line. We're still like deciding what's happening with that. My day job, but my friends are like, so
you'll be fine.
You want to go to the restaurant? And I'm like, no, I got
it. But you're a self-starter. You sit down and create. That's why we work together. That's why I have no, whatever happens with your job, you know, you'll be fine. It'll suck for a minute. And then you'll be like, pull myself out, Dre. Put on a fucking wig, girl.
Put on a wig and make some shit happen. Go to the woods. Pick up that pasta.
Yes. Oh, speaking of a new life, you wrote us, you gave us another news story that you were inspired by.
Oh my God. Speaking of turning lemonade into lemons. No, turning lemonade from I don't even know.
Kristen, you could do this.
Speaking of making lemonade from a couple lemons, that's still not it, but we'll go with it. I was
basically Uncommon James.
I mean, I basically like took a pieces of metal and just like put them together, and I was like, ta-da, we have like a chain necklace, and it's like really, really freaking cute. News reports just came out that Amber Heard, after the tumultuous year she's had with the trial, she's decided she's quitting acting and she's moving to Madrid, Spain with her daughter. Go off, Heard. I'm just saying that I'm jealous, and I also want to go to Spain and start a new life.
Okay, well, let me just humble you for a second. You don't want to go to Spain with a kid right now. That doesn't sound easy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But it does sound lovely. But I also feel like, here's the thing, the difference. She's kind of always worked and been like, you know, hired to do projects and everything. You are a content creator. You are a self-starter. You'll go to Spain for 2 weeks and you'll be like, this is the best vacation of my life. And then you will have a moment where you're like, okay, I need to get back to real life. I think I need to get back. Unless I don't know you well, but I do think like, I think it sounds lovely, but I don't think I'd do it for the rest of my life. I don't know. Maybe if I had $1 billion, I'd think differently about life.
Obviously, Amber Heard has a little nest egg that she can always use, and she's fine. Yeah. She was in what? Aquaman? I mean, she's fine. She's got money under her belt. even though she had to pay Johnny Depp like $10 million, but she's still got that cash. And yeah, you're right. She's a successful actress. So if anybody wanted her to come into a project, she's willing. She said she's willing to go back to work if the right project comes along. So
there you go.
I mean,
there you go.
She can be convinced. But yeah, there is something just exciting about moving to Europe and just dropping everything. But
yeah,
it seems strange. I mean, I'm wondering what hot Spanish man she's going to end up with.
To pick up and go anywhere. It seems brave, I think, for people who can just pick up and go anywhere.
Yeah.
I did see an Instagram of her in Spain, like, dancing with someone, and she looked really happy. And it was like, yeah, fucking go for it, you know?
Yeah, I would be too, living in Europe, sipping on spritzes and enjoying myself. Yeah.
Do you think anyone is on a podcast right now in Spain being like, oh, I want to go to the United States of America, land of dreams. Like, I just want to go there and eat at a Shake Shack and walk around Times Square. You know, like, I wonder if anyone is still saying that, or if, because like, we don't have a good reputation, or if people are just like, no, oof, fuck that country, full of mass shootings and fat foods.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. No, I think everybody's kind of looking at us a little worried right now. Just like,
right?
It's not what it used to be.
You drop any city in Europe and we're all like, oh, take me there. I want to go.
I want to be there. Actually,
oh, bring me to Spain.
Oh, I want to be with where the gays are.
Oh, yeah, on a yacht with all the gays where they don't murder you.
Where we live longer. Yeah, no gays are killing us.
Oh, wow. With all the pasta in all the woods. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. After I'm recording this podcast, I need to call my friend back because she asked me to come to. She was like, Dre, do you want to go on a 7-day cruise visiting 6 different European cities? And I was like, I literally said yes. And then I was like, wait a minute. I had a moment of clarity. And then I said, let me just sleep on it for a night. And we've been pushing it off for the next like 3 days. And now we've decided we're going to Aruba. But after having this convo with you, I think I'm going to book the European cruise.
I thought you were going to say, after having this convo with you, I'm going to call her back and say, and my friend Anna is also coming. So we got to make sure we have a reservation. I was like, yeah, I'm down. Oh, I actually might book flights today, like psycho flights.
To where?
So Jared and my 7-year anniversary is tomorrow.
Wait, oh my God,
and
Anna.
We're getting on a plane in the morning to go to Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because we just thought, like, if there's anywhere to go on your anniversary, like, Newark is it. You know,
obviously,
what I mean?
It's the place of love and romance.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find pasta in the woods.
Come to Newark.
No. So I said to him, I was like, okay, well, what we want to go away this summer at the today on this day last year for our anniversary.
You guys
we were
in
Italy.
We
were there. We were in Positano this week. Like, literally, I'm like, I see all the memories pop up on my Instagram and I'm like, you're trying to hurt me. You're trying to murder my heart. Like,
it hurts on a new level. It hurts so deep. It's like, oh, right? What is with time hop memories reminding you of all the good times you used to have?
I burned that app a long time ago. Fuck time hop. I couldn't handle it. But now all these other apps
time
give
hop
you
sucks.
It.
Yeah. Instagram
or
archive.
Like Apple. Even you sign on your phone, you're like, and they're like, last year. And you're like, and they make you like a montage.
Oh, they make
like,
you.
Well, fuck me.
With the sad music underneath it. I'm like, it could have been a happy bed of music. Why are you showing me this? Ugh.
I know. It's depressing. My God. So anyway, we're going to New York. But I said, what if we just book flights for the trip we want to do this summer, which is
absolutely
in August, which is the most expensive time to fly anywhere I've discovered, unfortunately. But that's when we could go. So
where are you thinking?
I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Greece. I want to sip on a cocktail in Santorini, honey. I am ready.
Oh,
I am ready
my
to
God.
Live my Mamma Mia dreams. Okay. Yeah. I watched that movie over and over and I'm like, yo, I got to go.
I got to go
to Greece.
I got to go. We were looking at the Mykonos cruise. So maybe I'll just drop on over to Mykonos and surprise
Let's
you guys
it.
On your romantic getaway.
Let's do it. It's not romantic. It'll be so fun. Are you kidding? Come to Greece with me.
Well, no, you and Jared are going to have your like romantic rendezvous and it's just like me busting through like, what up? Hey, guys. No, we would have so much fun.
I love that you think we're so romantic. I'm like, sit down. I got to practice my show for you tonight. There's no romance in this town.
Oh, my God. But secretly, he loves it, though. He lives for it. I know he does.
Wow. I hope so. Well, he'll probably listen to this episode, so we'll get the review afterwards. But I want to book a flight. I feel like that's empowering, is like, well, I have nothing else planned, but if I have a flight booked, I racked up points this year, you know?
I did too. I don't know why I'm like being so reserved about this trip. I was like, wait, I need to think about this. No.
I'm going to blow all of my points on a round trip ticket to Athens.
We have no control. If you learn nothing else from this podcast, learn this.
Be a bigwig.
Be a bigwig. Make the spontaneous trips. Have a life. Live your life. Have fun. Just thrive.
I'm going to give you my dates so you can make sure that you do stop in Greece.
Yeah, you better.
Okay, I will. Oh my God, we're coming to the end of our time. This was so fun. I missed you. You know, we got to do more of these. Maybe we'll do more. Maybe we'll do twice a week. Oh my God.
I mean, bold. It is bold, but as I'm realizing, that's how we're going to make money. And that's not that we need to make money. This was a fun project for us.
It was, but I would love for it to be our lives. Someone was like, when are you guys going to go do a show? We're going to do shows. We're going to show up to your,
we are.
I was going to say your local auditorium. It's Chris and Courtney.
I will accept a stage anywhere. Okay. You want to do it during recess? We're there.
Your local auditorium. I'm fine. I swear. I'm not. I'm unwell. But yeah, that's it. Anything you want to say? Plug. Find us, guys. Find us on Instagram. We're almost at 1,000 followers. I swear to God. If you can help us just get there.
You're coming through. We're posting more. I know it's a slow build, but we do appreciate every little follow. YouTube is getting up there.
YouTube.
I mean, we still got to post the episodes. They're logged and they're ready to go.
And also, if you want to just like write a little review of the podcast, like just a rating, you know, that's so easy. I know it's silly. She's saying no. It helps you get on those charts, honey.
No. I know. It does. We appreciate all the love. Any review.
Even if you're like, LOL. Pasta in the woods. I think that's what this episode's got to be called. It does help us. And we're so transparent with you about everything, you guys. I am in debt because of that dress incident. So, yeah. Book cameos. We'll do all of our characters for Mother's Day. I've gotten a couple. I'm sure you have, too.
Mother's Day. Yes. Book those cameos. That's really all the only call to action I have. And then come to Anna's show next week. New York City, baby.
Yeah, only like 12 tickets left or something crazy.
That's so exciting.
But you guys, come to Joe's Pub on May 17th. If it goes well, I will be doing it in other locations. So if it's not in your town, it will be, hopefully. But
will be.
And I hope you have a beautiful week. We'll catch up next week after post-wedding and And Dre's going to watch Jewish Matchmaking. She's going to be like, I'm in.
I will. I have a big weekend coming up. My godson's baptism is this weekend. So while I'm watching Jewish Matchmaking, mazel tov, we will also be celebrating a very big Catholic celebration as well. So we're just covering all denominations here at Big Wigs Podcast. We love you guys. Any last words?
That's it. We love you guys. I go, she went like this. I went, peace.